for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, May the 23rd, 1992. Memorial Weekend, Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is one of two, the afternoon service with Carol and Jack Canada of Phoenix, Arizona.
I really feel the Holy Spirit wants us to move in this area right now. And my wife and I, since August, have ministered to over 600 people one-on-one. We go to over an hour, hour and a half apiece in the counseling and deliverance areas. Not counting being on the road, that's just at home. And going on the road and doing what we do, we've been pretty busy. And one of the things I realize, when people come to our office and sit down and their marriage is breaking in two, and they can't have a communication with their husband or their wife like they want to, and or they're in a divorce situation, or there's no more love there, it's become cold and distant. And as I began to pray and seek God's direction on this thing, I began to get some discernment, and we began to experiment in the Holy Spirit and find out a lot of things. And I found out a lot of women that hate their husbands. I mean, hate them. And they live with them for many years. And there's people that, women, they can't flow to their husband, and husbands can't flow to their wives. And there's a wall that's there, it's always been there, and they can't understand why it's there. They try, and war and war. We had one couple been to 27 counselors, man. Then Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. You know, it goes back to one thing, the majority of it, a lot of it anyway, is that, let me back up a second, Jewish synagogues, very regularly, if not every week, the father brings his children forward. Yes, Lord. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay, honey. Yes. Just hang on, honey. Yeah. It's okay. That's why we're here. She can get healed here. And the Jewish people, they began to speak a blessing over their children. And they blessed their sons and they blessed their daughters. They lay hands on them. And he sent them out. And that's why they own the world. Just that one principle of blessing his people. And we're going to do that just today, right now. I'm going to stand in the gap, as many of your fathers today. Jesus stood in proxy for us. He took the gap for us. Proxy is a way of Christianity, standing in someone's gap. You're here because somebody prayed for you and me. And I want people right now that never had received, look at me, don't look at her, look at me. I want people right now that have never received, or I don't care how old, I don't care if you're 90 years old. I had a gal came all the way up to a little place in the west side of Phoenix. She was an elderly lady, and she read our newsletter that how the Lord is anointing us to bless women. Blessing the Father. And she drove for miles, and we stood in a little dirt field, and God anointed her and blessed her. And her life was changed like yours is going to be changed. If you never received your blessing of the Father, I don't care if you're a man or woman, I want you to stand right now. If you never felt your Father really blessed you, doesn't matter how good he was. There's a wonderful Father here. But he didn't know how to. He didn't know how to bless you. Wasn't taught. I want the women to come out right here right now and line up right in front of here and look at me. All the women. Right from that, from out over there all the way across. Come on in here. Tighten up. There's a deliverance and there's a healing. See? And you're going to receive a deliverance and a healing at the same time. I'll tell you something, girls. Your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. It'll never be the same. This is why you haven't been able to flow to your husbands. Because of this wall. Okay. Why don't you put your hands on your head right now, all of you, all the women. Man, you guys pray with me. Just first of all, let's just take your hands in front of you right now. You guys help me pray. You're next, okay? I want you to close your eyes, girls, right now. Look at your father. And look him right in the eye and say this. Put your father right there in your hands, like he's right in your hands. Just put him right there in your mind. And say this. Say, Father, I forgive you from the bottom of my heart. I forgive you. Yes. Now raise those hands up now and give them to Jesus. I give them to you, Lord. I give them to you. Yes. Yes, Lord. Let it go. Let the bird fly away. Let it fly away. Yes.
Father, I ask that you release every one of these women from the stronghold of rejection. Lord, I command rejection to go.
Yes, it must be.
I command it to leave them right now. Deep within their innermost being.
Lord.
I command rejection to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, take it off.
I command it to leave them.
Take it off.
No more.
Take it off.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Release
all this abuse.
Let go.
Come on off her now.
Let it go.
All these scoldings here.
All the shame, I command shame to go right now. I command the cloak of shame to come off of her right now. The shame, leave in Jesus' name. I command shame
Lord,
to go. You're going to feel it come off of you just like a cloak.
Shame,
come off of them right now in the
disgrace,
name of Jesus.
Disgrace must leave
her. Lord. In the name of Jesus, abandonment, go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I command abuse
Lord,
to be broken
go,
in Jesus' name. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of abuse, I command you to leave them now. That would draw in abuse.
Bitterness.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I ask your Father to deliver from bitterness. The root of bitterness, I command it to leave right now in the name of Jesus. I command every root of bitterness. Put your hands over your hearts right now. We're going to take out some roots of bitterness.
Yes.
Begin to pull it out. Every root of bitterness. Say, bitterness, go.
Bitterness, go.
Pull it out, just like you're pulling it out. Bitterness, go. I pull out every root of bitterness.
Yes,
all pain of the past. All regrets.
Yes, Lord.
I command it to come out in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes,
I ask you to deliver from all fear right now. The fear of men right now. I command fear to go right now.
Yes, yes.
This distrust and fear of men, I command you to go in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
I command you to go in the name of Jesus.
Stay focused.
I command you to leave
focused,
right now in the name of Jesus. All of this hatred toward men right now. Lift your hands right now. Lift your hands. All hatred toward men must go in the name of Jesus. I command every hatred toward men to go right now. You have to go. Every one of you must go in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. I command hatred toward men to leave in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask that you deliver right now. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, cleanse the wounds right now.
Father,
just cleanse right now. Cleanse, Father.
Oh, Father. Oh, Jesus.
All grief must go right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of grief must leave. The spirit of grief go in the name of Jesus. And sorrow and sadness. Hallelujah. I'm commanded to leave in the name of Jesus. All deep hurt right now, leave. All deep hurt. All deep hurt. All the deep hurt go in the name of Jesus. Go. I command you to leave. I command you to go. All deep hurt is hidden. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. All the deep hurts and wounds, I command you to go. All deep hurt. Just relax.
All of this, Lord. Take it off. Yes, she's worthy, Lord. She is worthy, Father. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Get out. We got to empty this stuff out, girls. Some of y'all been careless. Some of y'all been abused. Some of you been molested. Some of you guys been scolded. Your spirit's been shut down. And God wants to set that free so they can feel it. He wants to get it out so they can feel it. Take it out. Here it goes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We weren't planning to do it this way. You think? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're in a hurry. Things are happening here. Just let it happen. Yes, guys, keep praying with us here. Things are happening here, these women.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Father, just let the blood of Jesus cleanse all these areas of their life. Just,
yes.
I want you to look. Keep your eyes closed and just look at the shed blood of Jesus. Just look at the wounds that He suffered for us on Calvary. And say this with me. I have faith.
I have faith.
In the shed blood of Jesus.
In the shed blood of Jesus.
And I apply that blood.
And I apply that blood.
To every hurt.
To every hurt.
Every wound.
Every wound.
Every sin.
Every sin.
In my life.
In my life.
Father, I'm tired.
Father, I'm tired.
Of living rejected.
Of living rejected.
I believe it's one of the greatest roots of my life.
I believe it's one of the greatest roots of my life.
And I declare war.
And I declare war.
Upon rejection.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Rejection.
Rejection.
I come against you.
I come against you.
I bind you.
I bind you.
All of you.
All of you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Forever.
Never.
And I command you to leave me now. I command rejection to go. You're a liar. And I rebuke you. I strike deadly blows against you.
You're a lie.
And I command you to leave my life. To leave my mind.
Leave my
emotions.
Leave my soul.
In the name of Jesus.
Go.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
As many women here are carrying the sins of your children right now. You're carrying them on your... You're not supposed to carry those sins of your children. God wants you to remit them sins to the foot of the cross.
Amen.
You've been carrying them and carrying them and carrying them for years and years and years.
While you look at your children, just keep your eyes closed and just say, Father, I build an altar today. I give you my children. Only you can save.
Only you can deliver.
And only you can restore. I love my children. I thank you for giving me children. I give them back to you, Lord. I'll not carry the hurts and the offenses and the sins anymore.
Amen.
The yoke is too heavy.
Yes.
And I can't carry it.
Yes.
So I give them to you.
Yes.
I remit the sins of my children to the feet of Jesus. I command it to leave me. I give it to you, Lord. I forgive you, kids. I forgive you for everything.
That is good news. He came to bring us good news. Amen. Put your hands in your heads now, girls. Put your hands in your heads, both hands. Right on top of your head. Yes, Lord. You guys help me pray now. Y'all help me pray. We're going to speak on your head, honey. Put your hands on your head. Everybody on your head. Father, right now, I bring every woman here to you. I stand in the gap as her father would. I stand in the gap as a father to a daughter. And I speak a blessing upon these children, Father, of yours. Father, I speak a blessing on their minds right now. I pray that all traffic must cease. The busyness must go right now in Jesus' name. It must go. Busyness must go. Busyness must go right now. The traffic must stop. Clarity of mind must come. Renew that mind right now, Father God. And begin to give them a hunger to renew that with the word, Father God. I bless these minds. I bless their minds right now. I bless their minds with creativity. I ask you to bind disease off their minds right now. Release them right now. All the tormentors must go in Jesus' name. Clarity of mind must come right now. Clarity of mind. Say, I receive clarity of mind. I speak a blessing. Yes. Bless their minds, Father, in Jesus' name. I bless these minds, God, to receive the capacity of thy word, Father God. As they put their hands on their ears, put your hands on their ears. I speak a blessing on their ears, Father God. They'll hear what the Spirit of God is saying, Father God. They'll have ears to hear, and they'll absorb, and they'll comprehend, Father. I speak off every curse these ears have received. I just rebuke them right now. I rebuke them off these ears. Every word spoken into their lives, I bind them in Jesus' name and release them from every word right now, Father God. I speak blessing on these ears, Father. I speak blessing on these ears, Father. All they hear will be what the Spirit of God is saying. They'll be able to hear truth, God. They hear and know it's the direction to go. As they put their hands over their eyes, Father, I speak a blessing on their sight, Father, to be able to see clearly and know what direction to go. I speak a blessing on their eyes, Father God, to restore their vision, Father God. Not only their physical vision, but I ask you to restore their spiritual vision. They can see. They can see what the Spirit of God is doing. They can see the Word that can unfold for them, God. They have new spiritual eyes, God, and revelation to come to them, God, for their lives and their family. In Jesus' name, I speak a blessing on our lips. Touch your lips, sister. That every backbiting word must fall to the ground right now. Every backbiting word must go to the ground right now. Must leave them right now, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Forgive them, Father, for yielding these tongues for vessels of impurity. And God, I speak a blessing on these tongues, God. Right now, that's why you've been such a backbiter, because your mouths weren't blessed, but they're going to be blessed today. I speak a blessing on our tongue, Father God. It'll come forth with authority. It'll come forth with clarity. It'll come forth with an anointing. It'll come forth with love, God. I speak a blessing on our conversations. It'll be a sweet savor to the Holy Spirit. It'll bring life. Their tongue will bring life. Their tongues will build up and not tear down. In Jesus' name. And as you raise, this is the good part. This always is the good part. As you raise your hands to the Father, raise your hands. Oh, yes. Oh, I ask you to bless these hands, Father. Bless these hands, Father God. Bless them all, God. Bless these hands, Father God, as they praise you, Father. Bless these hands in praise, Father God. Bless these hands in prayer, Father God. Bless these hands, Father God. Bless them. Bless these hands, Father, as they praise you. Bless them in prayer, Father. I speak creativity on these hands, God. I speak creativity on all that they touch, God. I bless these hands, God. I bless them, Father. I bless them with a touch, God. As they touch, they can feel, people can feel love. They can feel an anointing. There's a renewing of the laying on of hands, God, right now, Father God. I ask you to bless their hands, Father, and all that they endeavor to do for the kingdom of God. I speak blessing on our hands, God. And as they raise their feet up and down right now, I speak blessings on their feet, Father, and the path they should walk. Be alive to the path, leading them to all directions of righteousness, Father God. And God, I bless their feet, Father, because they carry the good news. They carry the good news, Father God. And I seal this blessing with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God's Word. Okay? Put your hands around your neck. Proverbs 3:3. I bind truth around your neck. Let it never depart from you. I ask God to write on the tablets of the heart right now. Write on the tablets of the heart, the truth must come forth. Truth must come forth in your life. In Jesus' name, I bless them. I bless them right now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Let's give him a hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, say, I'll never be the same.
I'll never be the same.
In Jesus' name. You have the blessing of the Father. Amen. Y'all make some room for these men to come up here now, if you could. Amen. Men, come on up here. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Come on up here, guys. Come on up here. Yes, Lord. You women, help us now. Yes, Lord. Just cry to the front here. Come up tight here. Come up here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. A lot of you guys have been limited. You never reached your potential. You feel like you're in a bubble. You take one step forward, you seem like you're going two backwards. God's going to break that. He's going to break that off of you. He's going to break it off of you. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. We're going to do the same thing. Put your hands in front of you guys like this. Look at your Father now. Look at your Father. Say, Father, I forgive you. I forgive you for not being there when I needed you. When I needed help, you weren't there. I forgive you for that. I release you from every sin that you've committed against me. I charge not that sin against you. I release you into the further cross. I realize you are just a victim. And most of the time, under bondage, you didn't know what you were doing. I release you from this. And I put it at the foot of the cross. Just raise it up and say, Father, I forgive you. In Jesus' name. Let it go now. Just let it go. Yes, let it go. Yes, Father. Father, these men right here, I ask you to release many of them from scoldings. The harshness that was put in upon them to shut them down. I release them from every word of condemnation. Where words cut through your very spirit and shut you down even as a young boy. Not allowing you to fully grow. I release you from the spirit of betrayal. That many of you feel. Release them from this betrayal. Take this knife out of their back right now, Lord. Take this knife of betrayal out of their back. And release them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Here it comes. Yes. There it is. Thank you, Father, for taking it out. Yes, Lord. The spirit of abandonment. Being left alone. Not having the guidance. Not having the direction that you needed. Release them, Father. Release them, Father. Release them, Father. Oh, Jesus.
Father, release them from anger at the fathers, those fathers that were very angry men, and put anger into them. And even though they hated the anger that they saw in their father, they become like their dad.
Yes.
And I'm asking, Lord, would you take the anger out right now? I command every spirit of anger to come out right now, to leave them. I command rejection to go in the name of Jesus. I command the stronghold of rejection to come down in these men right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I command all rejection to go. I command inadequacy to go in the name of Jesus. I command the stronghold of rejection, self-hatred to go in the name of Jesus. Most of you men are totally full of insecurity and fear. And in the name of Jesus, I command the fear to come out of these men. I command the insecurity to go. I command insecurity and fear to go. You've been hindered. You've been blocked.
Yes,
you've had opportunities to be successful in this life. But because of fear and insecurity, you never had enough courage to take that step.
Yes.
And enough is enough. And I ask your God to tear down. I want everyone here to repeat
Father,
after me.
Mama.
Say, I declare war.
I declare war.
Upon fear.
Upon fear.
Rejection.
Rejection.
And insecurity.
And insecurity.
And inadequacy.
And inadequacy.
You have robbed me
of
the best that God had for me.
The best of what God had.
And I'm tired of it.
Enough is enough.
I come against you.
I
tear down every stronghold.
I tear down every stronghold.
Of fear.
Of rejection.
Of insecurity.
Of
inadequacy. Of unworthiness.
I command
you to be bound forever in Jesus' name. And I command you leave me now. Rejection go. Fear go. Insecurity go.
Go.
Jesus' name.
All this hate must go. Hatred toward women. This man here, that just, in your spirit, you hate women. It's kind of a strong word, but it's really what it is. It's murder. It's murder in your heart, and it has to go. Say, Father, take all this hate out of my heart toward women. God, this hatred has ruined my view of women. I don't want to hear it any longer. Forgive me for yielding to it. I put the blood of Christ upon it. And I ask you to release me from it. In Jesus' name. All perversion and lust must go. Lust takes, love gives. I don't want to be a taker. I want to be a giver. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Just keep it focused on yourself, guys. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father.
Yes, Lord. Father, right now I'm asking that you cleanse these men, that you do a deep work right now of cleansing them of sin. Lord, I believe if they would have known how to do it, they would have.
Yes.
But God, I'm asking that you cleanse of all immorality and lust, of the past that's never, it's been so hidden in the memory that they've never known to bring it back up because they thought the day of salvation took care of it. But God, it's been a hindrance to them, God, and it's been a plague on them, Father. And I'm asking that you wash and cleanse of all lust.
Yes.
Of all immorality, the lust of the mind, Father. I'm asking that you release these men from all the torment, the tormenting lust. I'm asking that you cleanse and purify, Father, wash in the blood of Jesus.
Lord.
Deliver them, God, from every woman they've ever been with, God, that would bring to them a curse of death, God.
Yes.
Release them, Father, from all fornication and immorality of the past,
yes,
Father.
Yes,
I ask
Lord.
That you break the satanic power, Father, over their lives of inherited sin,
yes,
God. Father,
yes.
All that they inherited,
yes,
Father,
Father,
we just confess before you, God. We go deep. I want you to say this, man. Come on, and mean business. You want to be free. Come on.
Yes.
Say, Father, forgive me.
Father, forgive
me. All the lust in my life.
All the lust in my life.
The thoughts.
God.
The desires. The imagination. The hidden things.
The desires.
Wash me.
Cleanse
me.
I confess these sins.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Cleanse
of all that I inherited. Forgive me, Father. For every act of immorality.
Every
desire for it. All pornography.
Yes.
Wash me.
Cleanse
me.
Cleanse
of all defilement.
All defilement.
Wash me, Lord.
Wash
have
me,
mercy
Lord.
Upon me.
Have mercy
deliver
upon
me.
Deliver
from
me.
From the stronghold of perversion.
Of lust.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Go deep, Father. Go deep within me.
Lord, go deep.
Go deep, Father.
Go
I need deep, freedom.
Yes.
I need deliverance. I need to be set free. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me, Father.
Lord.
Have mercy upon
Lord.
Me. Father, let the blood of Jesus go deep, God. Cleanse my desires,
Lord.
Father,
Lord.
That compel me, that drive me. Wash in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse, Father.
Yes.
Wash in the blood of Jesus. Deliver, Father.
Yes.
Wash in the all uncleanness,
yes.
Father.
Yes.
Cleanse them of all
yes.
vileness,
yes.
Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
all fears, Father, and insecurity. Yes, Lord. And Father, I'm asking that you release them from every curse of death right now
yes,
that is upon their
yes,
life.
Father,
we ask
yes,
that right Lord. Now, just say this, man. Say, I reject every curse.
Every curse.
Working in my life.
Working in my life.
Of death.
Of death.
Of poverty.
Of poverty.
Of insufficiency.
Of insufficiency.
Of hardship.
Of hardship.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every mental curse.
Every mental curse.
I reject you.
I reject you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Your power has been broken.
The power has been broken.
Your legal right has been taken away.
Your legal right has been taken away.
And the blood of Jesus,
and the blood of Jesus
has redeemed me.
Has redeemed me.
And restored unto me.
And restored unto me.
The blessings of my Father.
The blessings of my Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Put your hands on your heads now, guys. It's your turn. Women, help us now, guys. Women, y'all help us. You had your turn, women. Now, y'all help us out here. Your husband's up here. You want a blessing on him. Right on top of your head, right on top of it, where your mind is. There you go. Father, right now, I speak a blessing on his mind, Father. All confusion and business must leave his minds, Father God. All confusion must go. The ability to make decisions be renewed right now, in Jesus' name. All hesitancy must be gone, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Give him clarity of mind, Father, right now. I speak a blessing of clarity of mind. I speak creativity to these minds, Father God, to have new life, new ambitions in our minds, God. Death must leave it now, in Jesus' name. Death must leave it in Jesus' name. Some have been believing the lies that you're having this Alzheimer's disease. It's a lie. I speak blessings on your mind right now. I speak blessings on those minds, Father God. Right now, begin to heal and restore, Father. Renew those minds with the Word of the living God. Begin to renew them, Father, in Jesus' name. Put your hands on your ears, guys. Father, I speak a blessing on their ears. It's a blessing on their ears. They can hear what the Spirit of God's saying. Yes, they hear. We hear new songs, Bill. You're going to hear new songs. You're going to hear new songs, brother. New blessings on these ears. They can hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Give them direction in their life, Father God, for their families and their children, Father God. Bless these ears, Father God. Ask you to release them from every curse spoken to them. Every curse spoken in those ears that they receive into their mind, God. I bind them right now in Jesus' name. They must fall to the ground. They must fall to the ground right now in Jesus' name. There it goes. Yes, Lord. Bless his ears. Now their eyes. Yes, Lord. Bless their eyes. I believe some of you are going to have better vision right now. Touch your eyes. Touch right on your eyes, man. I mean, if Jesus said put your hand in your eyes, you put your hand in your eyes. Put them on your eyes right now. Right on the middle of them. Bless these eyes, Father God. I believe, first of all, the guy asked you, Lord, release them from all pornography these eyes have looked upon. Every eye is looked upon pornography and too much television. The rays of abusing these eyes, Father God. Forgive them for abusing these eyes, God, right now. Cleanse them and wash them right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, bless these eyes, Father. Renew their vision, Father. Renew their vision. Even this very hour, Father God, renew their vision, Father God. Yes, this coronary disease must leave, Father God, in Jesus' name. Renew these eyes, Father God. Renew them. Heal them and restore them in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, receive new vision, Father. And give them new vision, Father, even the spirit realm. They can begin to see what the Spirit of God is doing. They can walk in their room and discern. There it is. There it is. There it is. They'll know. But God gives vision to see what the glory of God is doing. God, we can see devils, but I want to see what the glory of God is doing. I want to see the angels. I want to see the heavenlies. I want to see who's on our side. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to discern both sides of the thing. Amen. I want to see what God's doing. Hallelujah. Yes, I bless their lips, Father God. Here's a good point, guys. We didn't do this for the women, but it's going to happen for the men. Father, put a hot coal on our tongue right now. Put the hot coal of the Holy Ghost in our tongue. Touch your lips, guys. Touch your lips. Right now, put the hot coal of the Holy Ghost and burn out. Burn out that conversation that's unholy right now. Burn out that conversation that's unholy right now, Father. In Jesus' name with the Holy Spirit. Just burn it out, Father God. Bless these tongues, Father God. Let them speak truth. Let them begin to speak with boldness and authority. No more arrogance. Put your hands around your neck. Father, ask you to bind truth around our neck. Let them not depart from them, Father. Yes, write it on the tablets of the heart, God. And as you raise, here's the guys, here's what's going to be good. Raise your hands now. There's going to be a new anointing on your hands. Man, I tell you, there's a new movement of hands right now. In the last few months, I've been feeling it, man. There's the laying on of hands. There's something to that. God's renewing that to righteous men. And Father, I speak blessings on his hands right now, Father God. I speak blessings on his hands, Father, especially this brother right here. Anoint his hands, Father God. Oh, as he prophesies on the instrument, Father. He was to desire his heart, God, to glorify you with his hands, Father. Speak a blessing, new creativity, Father. Let new creativity flow through these hands, Father God. Bless these hands, Father. Bless these hands, Father God. Bless these hands, Father God. Bless their hands, Father. Bless their hands, Father. Give them creativity. Renew them. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. New keyboard here. New keyboards here in his hands. Yes, Lord. Touch his hands, Father God. Rest his hands, Father God, anointing. Oh, there it, oh, yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Stick him up there, guys. Stick him up there. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Father. A new touch. A new touch in his hands, God. A new touch in his hands, Father. A new touch in his hands, Father. Yes. I ask you, Father, bind all doubt here right now, Father. You must leave, you lying devil. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes. Fix this artery in his heart right now. Line it up right now. It's got a little bit of blockage. Probably really straighten that artery up right now. Yes, Lord. Line it up right now. Oh. Yeah, take the twist out. There it is. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Men, shame right now to leave these men. Shame and humiliation. I command you to go right now. Shame of the past. Shame that was put on them. I command shame to go right now.
Yes,
I command
Lord.
It to roll off of them. I command the cloak of shame that has hidden them.
Yes, Lord.
The shame has been like a cloak, a robe, a dome over you. It's hidden you, and you've not been valued for who you are.
Yes.
You've been overlooked in positions.
Yes.
You've been overlooked
yes.
even in your local church.
Yes.
You've not been valued for what
yes.
you have to offer the kingdom of God.
Yes.
It's because shame. And I command that cloak of shame to come
yes.
off right now. I command
yes.
it to go. I command it to
yes.
roll off
yes.
of them in the name
yes.
of Jesus. I
yes.
command it
yes.
to go right
yes.
now. All shame
yes.
go. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, I command
yes,
it to go
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I rebuke shame and I command all of it to go in Jesus' name. And Father,
yes,
restore
Lord.
Their joy to them, God. Restore their peace unto them, Father.
Yes.
And fill these areas with your Holy Spirit and the nature of Christ. Amen.
Yes, you raise your feet up and down, my guys. Raise your feet up and down. Father, you speak a blessing on these feet, Father, and all their travels, God. Renew circulation to some of these feet, Father, God. Release, yes, circulation in these feet, Father. Yes, Lord. Begin to heal his feet, Lord. Let the circulation of the body begin to go. Yes, Lord. Be a light into the path, Lord. Guide them in all directions of their lives, Father. Get every step they take, let it be a step for the kingdom of God. Bless these feet, Father God. I speak blessings on these men right now, Father. In Jesus' name, I seal a blessing with the blood of Jesus right now. God, I speak a blessing on these men. Yes, Lord. I'm thinking. Let's begin to thinking, people. All right, everybody, thank you. Let's thank him. Let's thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his blessings. Thank you, Father, for blessing.
He never knew his father. His dad was and mother were divorced, and he never laid eyes upon his own father. He never had the nurturing of a father. So just in the last few years, the Lord has begun to reveal the very heart of God to him. And I remember telling him, we were talking about that one day. I said, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of father any of us have had. Some have had fathers who abused us. Some were cruel, maybe physically abused, or some were sexually abused, some of us. Some just were never there, never held us, told us they loved us. But I believe for those of you who didn't have an earthly father who really did his part, I believe there's a special place in the heart of God for you. I believe God will overcompensate for that lack that you didn't have as with your earthly father. So I want to encourage you, don't feel sorry for yourself because maybe your dad wasn't who you thought he should have been. Because I want to tell you that God can more than make up for the deficit in your life.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you.